was Soul Man by Sam and Dave, and you are listening to Vinyl. But we are not listening to that next song yet, but it'll come at you in a second. All right, so this is Vinyl. My name is Haley. I'll be your host. Seeing as this is the first show, I guess I'll just tell you guys a little bit about it. So, as the name hopefully implies, this is a music show. I will be selecting various genres, various artists, really kind of whatever I'm feeling or whatever is interesting me, and I'm gonna put together a playlist and play it for you and give you a little bit of background information as well, just kind of about the genre, the artist, and kind of what they're about, how they came to be, when they were popular, just stuff like that. As you may have guessed, the genre for this week is soul. Originally, I was going to do something more like Motown, but soul is a lot more fun and kind of more versatile in what it encompasses. It was particularly popular around the mid-60s, and it originated from a mix of rhythm and gospel music. It's particularly interesting that it started to become really predominant around this time period and kind of enter the mainstream of music because it was a largely African-American-dominated style. And that's just interesting because that was going on during a lot of the civil rights movement. And then with soul music, there are a lot of genres and subgenres, as I kind of mentioned earlier, like R&B and blues kind of play into that, a little bit of rock, and sometimes it gets a little poppier depending on what it is. And then there are a lot of regional differences as well if you really look into that, but we're not going to talk too much about that today. So we're going to start off with a couple more songs by Sam and Dave, who is the artist that you just heard, starting with a song called Wrap It Up, and then You Don't Know Like I Know, and then Hold On, I'm Coming. So here's some more Sam and Dave.
Yeah.
was Sam and Dave. I hope you enjoyed them. They're pretty tight. They've been together for a long time, from 61 through 81, so over 20 years they were making music together, which is pretty cool. The next few artists I'll be talking about tonight are Otis Redding and Aretha Franklin. Hopefully those names sound familiar to you. They're pretty big names when it comes to soul. Otis Redding is really considered one of the most influential soul artists, certainly of the time, and produced a lot of music. And Aretha Franklin, the reason we're pairing these two together, Aretha Franklin was also pretty influential and obviously a recognizable name, probably, or at least to me most so, for her song Respect. And the reason I've paired these two together is because Otis Redding actually originally did that song in 1965, and then Aretha Franklin came back 2 years after that and did it in 67. So I'm going to play both those songs for you tonight so you can kind of see the contrast between them. It's actually pretty interesting the way these two different artists have done the same song. So here they are, starting out with Otis Redding and then over to Aretha Franklin.
What you want, honey, you got it. And what you need, baby, you got it. All I'm asking for the respect when I come home. Hey, 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 hey.
what's really interesting about those two songs in contrast, not just musically, but that Otis Redding in his version is basically saying, like, whatever woman he's with who's staying in his house, like, she can go around and do what she wants, sleep around is kind of the implication, seeing as Otis Redding was known for doing some of that. As long as when he got home, it was recognized that, like, this was his household and, like, she was part of that and needed to respect him. And that's kind of what he was saying with that, whereas Aretha Franklin kind of turns it around and makes it a lot more empowering to women and, you know, uses her voice to just sort of demand respect in general. And that's pretty cool, the contrast between the two. So moving on with another powerful woman of the time, Tina Turner, and her song Proud Mary, probably the one that, at least again to me, is best known for. Here it is.
You know, every now and then, I think you might like to hear something from us. Nice and easy. But there's just one thing.
Down in the city.
You see, we never, ever do nothing. Always
but
do it.
I never lost
nice.
One minute
and rough.
And
but we're gonna take the beginning of this song
the thing
and do it
been.
Easy.
Big wheel,
but then we're gonna do the finish.
Turning.
Rough.
Proud Mary.
It's the way we
keep
do.
On burning.
Proud Mary. And we're rolling.
I was worried about the way that
I really like that song by Tina Turner. It's great how she just starts it out slow, and I mean, she tells you she's going to do it, but she just starts it out slow and builds up, and the majority of the song is just this loud kind of explosion of sound and lyrics and feelings. I don't know. It's a good song. Yeah. What's also interesting about that song, especially in contrast to the others, is that it has a little more variety kind of within the song. I gotta say, I like Sam and Dave, but at the same time, they do get a little repetitive, which I recognize. But yeah, she's fun to listen to. So now, again, changing sounds rather dramatically, we're going to listen to a couple of different artists who I certainly associate with this era of music, though perhaps inappropriately so. They're from a little bit earlier in the range kind of given to soul. But those groups are The Supremes and The Temptations. I really couldn't do a show without those two, but they are pretty different from what you just heard, at least in some respects. And yeah, the songs I'm going to play by them, we're going to start out with a song called Baby Love, which you've probably heard before, by The Supremes. And then we'll move on to some stuff by The Temptations. So here you go.
Stay away so long, cause baby love. know you want to leave me, but I refuse to let you go. If I have to beg, plead for your sympathy, I don't mind, cause you mean that much to me. Ain't you out of the way? I see you don't leave me, girl. Ain't you out of the way? But if I have to cry to keep you, I don't mind weeping if you will keep you by my side. Maybe while I'm cold, sweetheart, don't leave me, girl. If you while I'm cold, baby, baby, please don't leave me, girl. If I have to sleep on your doorstep all night and day, from walking away, let your friends laugh, even this I can stand, cause I wanna keep you any way I can. Ain't you proud of me, sweetheart? Oh, don't leave me, girl. Ain't you proud of me, ooh, baby, baby, please don't leave me, girl.
The first song you heard was Baby Love by The Supremes in 1964, and then My Girl and Ain't Too Proud to Beg were both songs by The Temptations done in 65 and 66. So all sort of in that time range, a little on the earlier end of the mid-60s when soul was really popular. I really like those groups a lot, though. I think they're cool. Definitely strong identity to the era. So this next song is by Stevie Wonder. It's called Superstition. Many of you have probably heard it. I love this song. I don't know why exactly. It's not like it's particularly musically more interesting or better necessarily than really a lot of the other music that I've been playing, but there's just something about it that kind of makes me smile, and like, it's just sort of fun. So without further ado, I'll play it for you. I hope you enjoy it. Here we go. Stevie Wonder's Superstition.
There is superstition that you can. Keep me in a daydream. Keep me control.
Liked that one. I enjoyed it. So continuing on from that point, one more thing about that. So Superstition, again, it was released around 72, so much later than the songs I had just played for you previously, which is interesting because you can kind of hear that evolution, how it still has kind of that soul bass, but gets a little bit more funky, which is cool. So moving on back into more classic soul, or kind of music from like the middle of the soul movement, we're going to listen to Marvin Gaye. Maybe some of you have heard of him. He was also a fairly influential, thank you, artist of the time. You can definitely tell that his music comes from a little later in the era. It's pretty different. From like Otis Redding, who was one of the other big influential artists. So, hopefully you like him. He's pretty tight. You might know him better as the artist who did Let's Get It On. I'm pretty sure that you guys have heard of that one. And I'm sure you've heard of these too. I'm going to play I Heard It Through the Grapevine and Ain't No Mountain High Enough by Marvin Gaye. Here you go.
Your hands to make me blue.
guys enjoyed those two songs. And for those of you who didn't hear initially or just weren't listening to the songs at all, those were Ain't No Mountain High Enough and I Heard It Through the Grapevine. I just say that because they repeat a lot. But they're great songs. Marvin Gaye is awesome. This next song is by an artist by the name of Bill Withers. I didn't know much about him until relatively recently. He was an artist in the mid-60s to early 70s, again, kind of towards the end of, well, not towards the end of, but at a point when soul had kind of changed a little bit in terms of its overall style and sound. This is a bit of a slower one. You've probably heard of it. It's called Ain't No Sunshine When She's Gone. So here it is.
Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. It's not warm when she's away. Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. And she's always gone too long. Anytime she goes away, wonder this time where she's gone. Wonder if she's gone to stay. Ain't no sunshine when she's gone, and this house just ain't no home. Anytime she goes away, and I know. Hey, I ought to leave the young thing alone, but ain't no sunshine when she's gone. Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. Only darkness every day. Ain't no sunshine when she's gone, and this house just ain't no home. Anytime she goes away, anytime she goes away, anytime she goes away, anytime she goes away.
That song is, it's a very pretty song. I like it a lot. It's still got a lot of those soul roots in it, but it's certainly at a different tone than the others. The next artist you're going to hear from, I know you'll recognize, so I'm not going to introduce them. But they are another group from the late 60s, early 70s. And yeah, they're a lot of fun. You're going to like them. Here we go.
You went just caught your life out. You never do before.
Hey, I'm only except at the sea.
5 2 plus 2 makes 4 9 9 9. I'm gonna get you.
ABC.
You gotta love the Jackson 5. That sounded sad because my throat doesn't want to work. Yeah, you gotta love the Jackson 5. They're excellent, so fun, and you gotta love Michael Jackson in general. Maybe I'll do a show on him one of these weeks. So yeah, we're starting to hit the end of the hour here, so we're gonna wrap up in a couple of minutes. The last song that I'll be playing for you guys tonight is a song called called Higher and Higher by Jackie Wilson. It was produced in 1967, and I hope you like it. It's been pretty fun putting together this show, getting to know all these different artists that I've played for you, and hopefully you guys liked it too, and it's been a good week. Show this week. Tune in next week, Tuesdays at 7. This is Vinyl. I'm Haley. I will be putting up a Facebook page at some point that you guys can check out to look at my playlist, suggest stuff if you want, kind of do whatever. Yeah, so I hope you all enjoyed, and I'll see you next week.